USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. No verdict yet. The jury deliberating the fate of Paul Manafort in Alexandria, Virginia. After 7 hours, the jurors sending a note to the judge asking 4 questions, including the definition of reasonable doubt. Manafort, President Trump's former campaign manager.
The case is complex. Jurors will have with them nearly 400 documents and charts to refer to as they deliberate. It took the judge more than 90 minutes just to read his instructions to the jury. Manafort could get life in prison, but also could receive a pardon from President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Omarosa leaking new tapes to the media. On this clip, Laura Trump telling her she can have her new campaign job if she meets certain conditions.
I think we can work something out where we keep you.
Omarosa, a former Apprentice contestant, fired by Chief of Staff John Kelly from her position at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Some unnerving moments on an American Airlines flight. On board and witness to the situation, former Arkansas Governor Republican Mike Huckabee. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Mike Huckabee was on that plane, and he told Fox News what happened.
I landed at 5 a.m., and we were at the gate, and then they said we can't get off the plane. Someone has a medical issue, and it could be a contagious issue, so everyone's going to have to be kept on the plane. Then we're pulled to a different gate in the far area of the airport. People came on with masks and gloves to take the passenger. She was placed on a gurney. Later, they allowed us all to leave, and apparently she's okay. Let's hope so. We're all okay, and I want to say American Airlines, they really did a great job of handling it very professionally
well, nice
and calmly.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you have money in the market, stocks on the rise. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 396 points, the NASDAQ adding 32, the S&P 500 gaining 22 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Music legend Aretha Franklin has passed away from pancreatic cancer at the age of 76. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
You're no good, heartbreaker.
The Grammy-winning singer had reportedly been battling cancer, and just days ago, her family was asking for prayers for her, disclosing that she was being cared for at her home by hospice. Her music spanned several genres, including gospel, jazz, soul, pop, and R&B. Born in 1942, she sang gospel music before starting her mainstream career at the age of 18. In 1987, she became the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and she received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1994. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And some good news to report, a Minnesota bus driver making an unscheduled stop, gaining a new passenger as a woman goes into labor. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Passengers jumped in to help her deliver the child when it was apparent the baby was arriving. Michelle Aguirre was quickly laid on the floor while a male passenger prepared to catch the baby. The baby was born seconds later. Another passenger called her mother, who was a midwife, and asked for a string or a shoelace, which a teenage girl handed over. She was rushed to the hospital, and the new baby is doing fine.
This is USA Radio News.